This I believe. Michael D. Fanning is a city-bred citizen who somehow has cultivated the neighborly touch which is thought of more properly as the province of the residents of small towns. Born in Chicago, raised in Cleveland, educated at Notre Dame and Ohio State, Mike Fanning is now postmaster of our fourth largest city, Los Angeles. He is an impressive-looking man in his 50s, with iron-gray hair closely cut, parted in the middle. He is given to dark conservative clothes and an almost inevitable bow tie, a figure sometimes described as the extreme executive type. More accurately, perhaps, he is the human type, with a warm and friendly heart beating behind his dignity. It is not surprising that such a personality would be found active in politics. His acquaintance is broad, ranging from the wonderful fey world of his humorist friend James Thurber to the Hollywood extra and the cop on the beat. He is catalogued as something of a progressive as a government administrator, having been the inventor, so to speak, of post office labor management committees throughout the country. Now, Mike Fanning gives his creed of life.
I'd like to start with a quotation. The world is too much with us, late and soon. Getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. I believe that all our mature years are spent relearning the truths which were given to us in childhood. At least that has been my experience. To me, there is nothing so wonderful as the pristine purity of a child's heart, nothing more astounding than the pragmatic functioning of a child's mind. I see, though, that there is a danger of my misusing the freedom and privileges granted me by the Creator, a danger to the extent that I run the risk of losing all semblance to the person God brought into the world as a child. I have come to realize in my middle years that I must renounce most worldly thoughts and standards of measurement. After many years of personal struggle, I am convinced of the literal truth of Jesus' words that unless you become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. If I am a mature person, as I suppose myself to be, then I must return to the simple truths taught to me as an average child. In them, I can find the cure for my personal woes. And it occurs to me as a human being interested in and a part of the world at large that there lies the cure, too, for civic and international woes. Somewhere, sometime, a man must ask himself, what am I doing on this earth? I have had to do that, and to add, how did I get here, and where am I going when I leave? For myself, I can come to no other conclusion than the one I learned when I was 7 years old in my parochial school catechism. I was placed on earth to know and to love God and to serve Him on earth so that I may be with Him someday in heaven. All the powers of darkness, and believe me they exist, are united to drive from my mind and heart this simple precept. My fight is to hold fast to that belief. I can do so only with God's help. Therefore, I believe in prayer. Whether I am at work or at play or in my home, it keeps me in constant touch with God. In this fast-moving life, human standards are mutable, continually changing. Only one standard has never changed, as I see it, and never can change. Because for me, it is the standard and order of the universe. It is the standard of God. When I am in tune with it, or striving to attain it, I am justifying my existence on earth and preparing for my next existence. For me, there is no other reason for being on earth. This I believe.
That was Michael Fanning, postmaster of Los Angeles, a man of many interests, and a simple faith.